It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's word this week that the Bush administration is seeking to increase the number of troops in Iraq by as many as 15 to 20,000. That contradicts what many critics of the war have been calling for, a drawdown of troops. Joining us now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who precisely is making the case for an increase in troop levels there in Iraq?
Well, a number of people. There's some senior officers in Iraq that are working this issue, and they believe that you need 4 to 5 more brigades to bring Baghdad under control, also help pacify Anbar province west of Baghdad, and also use some of these troops as trainers. They want to beef up the training effort. At the same time, we're seeing some reviews going on in the Pentagon, and some of those officers there are suggesting you need a surge in U.S. troops in Iraq only for the short term. And at the same time, the Iraq Study Group that was headed by former Secretary of State James Baker, they're also suggesting that you might need a surge in troops in the short term.
Well, of course, with so much talk about how stretched American troops are, how would this work?
Well, what you would do is you would extend some of the troops that are there now past their 12-month mark for soldiers and 7 months for Marines. And you could also accelerate the arrival time of some of the other units, those coming in later in the spring. You could maybe accelerate them. They would arrive a month or more early.
But didn't General John Abizaid, who is the top U.S. commander for U.S. forces in the Middle East, didn't he just tell Congress that the country wants Iraqis to do it. The military, as we just said, is stretched too thin.
That's exactly right. And he said it would just delay the time when Iraqis can step up and take more responsibility. And again, you're right. He said he didn't think the more U.S. troops were available. But some are saying the bottom line is the Iraqi forces just aren't ready yet, and you haven't brought Baghdad under control. And as a result, the only way to do this really is a surge in U.S. forces.
Which brings up a longstanding question of how long can this cycle of increasing the number of troops go on and extending tours of duty?
Well, that's the magic question here, is that there's a real concern that the Army could break here, that people would stop signing up for the Army, they wouldn't want to stay in the Army in the coming years. And it's very difficult to do this. It's hard on the soldiers, Marines, and the families. So you would probably do it into 2007, but to keep this going really past that would be very, very difficult.
So back to the initial question of the Bush administration seeking to increase the number of troops, what happens next?
Well, the officers in Iraq would be working these issues. They would try to decide how many they would need, and they would work that up the chain of command through General Casey and then on to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who would come up with exactly which troops they would need, which units.
Tom Bowman is Pentagon correspondent for NPR. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.